Carnivorous plants, including the famous Venus's flytrap, are so-called carnivorous because these specialized plants are adapted to lure, trap, consume, and digest small prey items, mostly insects and spiders. The plants I sought on that brutally cold day are known as purple pitcher plants, wetland-dwelling wildflowers that produce a rosette of vase-shaped leaves, often purplish-colored, but sometimes just green. The purple pitcher plant leaf, capable of growing 6 to 8 inches long, is open to the sky at the outer end, which allows it to fill with and hold rainwater, unlike its cousin the yellow pitcher plant, whose tall, slender, tube-shaped leaf remains dry inside by way of a lid shielding its open top. The pitcher leaf is a plant's version of an insect pitfall trap, complete with enticing chemical secretions that attract various insects to the pitcher's mouth, where they drink and maybe get a little loopy before losing balance and falling into the leaf's liquid brew. Ants make up the bulk of pitcher plant prey, which makes sense considering the vast numbers of ants in our environment. After falling into the pitcher water, an unlucky insect drowns before pitcher plant enzymes slowly digest its soft parts, rendering the prey item into trace nutrients that the pitcher plant can absorb. While the purple pitcher plant is in itself a wonder of nature, so too are some things living inside the pitcher's digestive tract, notably aquatic larvae of the purple pitcher plant mosquito, a keenly specialized insect that uses purple pitcher plant leaves as their larva's nursery chamber, because inside the pitcher leaf, mosquito larvae are safe from predators and free to eat decomposing remains of drowned insects. I knew from previous examinations in late autumn that many of the leaves contained living mosquito larvae, and my objective this cold day was to observe pitcher plant leaves when their water was frozen, so that I could revisit them after they thawed, which I later did, eyedropper in hand, to withdraw pitcher rainwater for a follow-up exam. In spite of being frozen solid in ice just days before, my eyedropper revealed half a dozen lively mosquito larvae that appeared none the worse for wear, thanks in part to mosquito antifreeze. The takeaway message here? Cold weather in winter will not thwart the inevitability of springtime mosquitoes, so long as their larvae have water to protect them. But before you reach for the insecticide, take comfort in knowing that adult purple pitcher plant mosquitoes drink flower nectar, not blood. And as for the few species of biting mosquitoes this spring, they are also fine, owing to abundant rains this winter. And so, too, are their dragonfly predators, whose aquatic larvae are positioned for the arrival of warm weather and the start of their mosquito-eating season. A comforting thought, considering we are part of nature's food web.